May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Welcome back, viewers of Madani channel. With Allah's grace and mercy, Alhamdulillah, we are in the Spiritual Cures program on Madani channel. Alhamdulillah. Without wasting any further time, let's introduce our guests from the Spiritual Cures team. To my right, Alhamdulillah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. How are you, Sajid bhai? Are you okay?
MashaAllah.
Thank you for joining us. And to my left, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Piyaz bhai, how are you? Smiling all as always, mashallah. Allah ta'ala keep you smiling. Adhakallahu sinnak.
Ameen.
Mashallah, that's the introduction done of our team from the Spiritual Cures. May Allah reward them for giving their precious time for this program. Without further delay, let's introduce one of the benefits of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said that indeed Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salatu wa salam gave me this glad tiding that whoever recites salat upon you, Allah azza wa jalla sends mercy to him, and whoever sends salam, i.e. salutations to you, Allah azza wa jalla sends peace to him. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. I just get the questions in front of me. Are you both ready?
Inshallah. Inshallah al-Kareem.
So we'll start with the messengers. Going on to the first question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sometimes my heartbeat goes very fast, which makes me frightened. I would be grateful if I could get a spiritual remedy for this. Thank you. May Allah remove this issue or problem that you are facing. Inshallah, the brothers will have something for this. So, heartbeat, which is irregular, so it becomes fast. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, I have a complication which I can't disclose on air. All I need is a wazifa that can help me to solve my issue. I would be very much thankful for your help. Inshallah, we'll give you something which will be in general, so it'll cover all aspects of any type of complication, any type of problems you don't want to disclose. That's not a problem, inshallah. We will give you some spiritual cure in regards to this. May Allah make this issue, this complication, this problem, this hurdle, or whatever that you might be facing, remember it is a test. We need to be steadfast upon these tests that we are put through from Allah Almighty, and that not only becomes rewarding for us, but it also becomes an increase of our rank as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You mentioned in the message that constantly stressed or depressed, angry, argue with everyone, been having a relationship issue in between husband and wife, can't seem to understand marital issues, etc., and seem to be fed up of everything and everyone. Cold word you've mentioned is enough. Be ready for the reply. It is handy that you have a notebook and pen ready, because we do try and give you a spiritual cure as well as the istikhara reply, and then sometimes it could be something which you might not be able to remember. So if you quickly jot it down, and then you'll be able to put that into practice, inshallah. Ji, can we go ahead with this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first question was about
the heartbeat goes very fast. We make dua that Allah Azzawajal remove this problem of your heartbeat going fast. May Allah Azzawajal make it normal. And all you have to do is to recite Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbi Rahim. Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbi Rahim. Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbi Rahim. 101 times. Recite this and blow on something that you are going to eat. Blow on it and eat that thing. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be cured. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. And this wazifa can be found in Miri Ahle Sunnah's booklet, Ailing Worshipper, and the page number is 35. And the ayat mubarakah of recited just now, that can be found in Para 23, Surah Yasin, and the verse number is 58. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. The second question was about the complication and the person cannot disclose it on air. All you have to do is to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. 450 times. Remember to recite Durood e Pak 11 times in the beginning and 11 times at the end. Recite this and inshallah azza wa jal, whatever your problem is, that would be removed. You can find this verse in Para 4, Surah Ali Imran, and the verse number is 173. Inshallah azza wa jal, we make dua. May Allah azza wa jal make things easy for you. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen.
Jazakallah. Jazakallah for them. So you've given something for the complication and also the heartbeat, inshallah. We move on to another question which we've received. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please tell me a wazifa for blessings in time. None of my work gets done on time. I am always late. May Allah reward you with goodness. I do remember reading it. Maybe you didn't get around to giving the reply, I think, because I do remember reading it. And the second question, another question. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have to depart on a journey in connection with some work. Please tell me such a practice or amal that by performing it, my journey may be successful and I remain protected as well. Many thanks. Jazakallah, we will mention this now, inshallah. I'll just give the reply of the istikhara that I included into the program. So the code word was enough. Code word was enough. So if this istikhara was your request, then I'm about to give the reply for this. The istikhara, the indication in the istikhara is of azmaish, as a test. Nobody's doing anything upon you. There's no evil eye or anything like that. It is a test. A test from Allah Almighty. May Allah grant you steadfastness in this test. Be patient and be forbearing, inshallah, and you will reap the rewards as well. I'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. After Salatul Asr, when you perform the Asr Salah, then recite this seven times with Durood Sharif before and after. Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu. Seven times Ya Wakilu with Durood Sharif before and after, inshallah, and continue this on a daily basis and keep doing this until your issue, your problems, until they resolve. Gee, are you ready for the replies for the ones we've received?
Gee, inshallah, Al-Kareem. The first question about a wazifa for a blessing in time. Dear brother, time management is very, very important in our daily life. When we manage our time well, we can finish our tasks on time and feel comfortable. It helps us do more in a day and make time for important things like family, study, and sleep, and good rest. Good time management also teaches discipline and responsibility. By using our time wisely, we can reach our goals faster and avoid wasting time on unimportant things. According to the saying of Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, karne wale kaam karo, nahi to na karne wale kaamon mein pad jaoge. Means do the things you need to do. Otherwise, you will end up doing things that are not important. Here is a beautiful wazifa. Please listen it carefully. The wazifa is Ya Muqtadiru, Ya Muqtadiru, Ya Muqtadiru. Whoever invokes this 20 times upon waking up from sleep, the help of Allah Azza wa Jalla will support him in all his affairs, inshallahul kareem. And when Allah's help is with us, there is surely blessings in every matter, inshallahul kareem.
Mashallah, mashallah. Before you give the second reply, I'd just like to include another istikhara request. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My code word is restless. And they've sent their name, they've also sent the mother's name. And they're saying that they're having problems in the home for no apparent reason. And they want to have the house checked for evil eye, black magic, etc. Inshallah, I've taken this down. The istikhara will be performed. Before we give the reply, inshallah, the code word which you have sent in as restless will be mentioned.
Ji, inshallah. Second question, Aishab, regarding wazifa for a successful journey. Brother, travel is a piece of hardship. Travel is not always easy. It often comes with difficulties, challenges, and discomforts. Just like in life, where some stages are full of tests and hardships, a journey also tests a person's patience, planning, and courage. It reminds us that we need patience and determination to face difficulties, whether in our life or while traveling. Here is a beautiful wazifa for you, wazifa for success and ease in a journey. If a person writes La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah 49 times and keeps it with him in a journey, he will be secured from the calamities of the earth and sea until he returns home, and he will achieve success for the purpose he has traveled, inshallah, hul kareem.
In regards to the istikhara request I've just mentioned, code word is restless. Code word is restless. I'm about to give the reply for your istikhara. The istikhara has been performed for your house. There doesn't seem to be any evil eye or nobody has done anything. There's no black magic or anything like that. The indication that I've got in the istikhara is of azmaish, is as of a test. So I've taken a spiritual cure out. I was just looking at this just now. And in regards to this, if you act upon this spiritual cure, it mentions that write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You need to write this 35 times. 35 times on a piece of paper and recite Durood Sharif once before and once after. And then this piece of paper that you wrote Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim on, you need to hang inside your home. Once you hang this, and it mentions that inshallah azza wa jalla, Satan will not pass by and many blessings will be showered. So inshallah azza wa jalla, by doing this, Satan will not pass by your home. It won't be included into your house and family affairs. And when Satan is not there, and then blessings are showered upon your home, then I'm sure all these arguments and issues and problems that you seem to be having, inshallah, will be put to bay, inshallah. So 35 times on a piece of paper, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If the calls are ready, if I can take two of the calls, please.
My name is Muhammad Tanveer Atari, calling from Sheikhupura, Pakistan. First of all, I would like to sincerely appreciate Dr. Islam UK for your valuable efforts in spreading Islamic teachings and spiritual guidance. Your work is truly inspiring and beneficial for the Muslims around the world. I watch your program. I would also like to seek guidance regarding my 6-month-old nephew who seemed to be affected by the evil eye. He often remains animal and cries excessively. Can be advised any spiritual cure or supplication for this? May Allah accept your effort and grant you continued success. Jazakallahu khair.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallahu khaira, mashallah. Very motivational call. May Allah Azzajal remove this evil eye. Grant your nephew a long, healthy life. May he become a pious alimadeen. And may he become coolness for his parents' eyes, inshallah. We will give you something for this, inshallah. If you can take the next call, please.
Sono Daniel, fratello italiano musulmano. Spesso soffro di attacchi di ansia, attacchi di panico e nei momenti più difficili anche di episodi depressivi. Quindi spesso mi sono recato in farmacia, dal medico o in ospedale, ma le medicine che mi hanno prescritto, oltre ad avere una lunga attesa, non hanno avuto degli effetti benefici su di me. Quindi la domanda è: come posso aumentare la mia salute tramite le cure spirituali di Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala e quali sono i benefici sul mio corpo di queste preghiere. Grazie mille.
I think I understood the end where I said thank you. I think he said thank you. But if you expect me to tell you what the brothers asked, then unfortunately I don't speak Italian. I think it's Italian.
He was Italian.
Italian. So inshallah, this is our brother Fiaz will assist me in this. Ji Fiaz bhai.
Inshallah. I said before, I forget what the Italian said. And I'll move on to the first question after.
Okay.
Inshallah. So he is an Italian called from Italy. And he said he's been visiting the pharmacy. He's been knocking the door of the doctors. He's been visiting to the hospital to get the remedy for stress, anxiety and tension and the panic attacks. Mm-hmm. But they have given him medicines, he's been taking medicines, but all in vain. I mean, up to now, he hasn't got any, remedy for that. So he's now trying the spiritual cures, mashallah, azawajal, and he says, and I'm very much hopeful that this is going to help. Inshallah, azawajal, it will definitely help you out. So before I forget, let me just quickly give him a spiritual cure. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, fratello Daniel. Prima di tutto prego ad Allah Azzawajal che ti conceda la completa guarigione dalla ansia e dagli attacchi di panico di cui soffri, anche se hai provato le cure mediche e non hai avuto il successo. Allora, questo è il momento di provare le cure spirituali che sono assolutamente certo che non rimarrai deluso, perché il nome di Allah Azza wa Jal e i suoi meravigliosi versetti coranici che hanno il potere su tutto. Prima di procedere ti consiglio di scriverlo con l'aiuto di carta e penna. Se è difficile di registrare la mia voce in modo di poterla ascoltare in seguito per approfondire. Prima di tutto cerca di rimanere in stato di ebollizione il più a lungo possibile. Allora cosa devi fare? Devi recitare 60 volte La hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. La hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. La hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Dopodiché devi recitare una volta, solo una volta, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, fino alla fine recita questo qua, e dopo di quello recita Ayatul Kursi, quello che inizia dal Allahu la ilaha illa hu al hayyul qayyum, anche questo fino alla fine. Poi devi recitare tre volte Kul huwallahu ahad, tre volte Kul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, e tre volte Kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Inshallah azza wa jal, che cosa fai dopo di quello? Allora, ora soffia sulla acqua e bevila. Fallo tre volte al giorno. Inshallah azza wa jal, ti sentirai molto meglio e gradualmente questo problema scomparirà. Questo litania si trova in un libro chiamato Malfuzate Ala Hadrat sulla pagina 34. Ti auguro ogni bene e buona fortuna, bocca al lupo.
The only thing I understand, Vyadai, was the Lahaul Sharif. So if you can let our viewers know what... I know the brother was suffering from anxiety,
yes,
and depression. May Allah give him a relief from this, inshallah.
Amen, amen.
But if you can just let our viewers know what you've been saying.
Yes, what I've said is, first of all, I pray that Allah give you complete recovery from the anxiety and panic attack that you are suffering from. Although you have tried the medical treatment and nothing has happened, but this is the time to try the spiritual cures, and I'm very much sure that you won't be disappointed. Why? Because Allah's name and His beautiful Quranic verses have the power. Before I go ahead, I said I would say you should rather write it down with a pen and a paper, and if it's difficult for you, then record my voice so that you can hear it later to follow it up. So I said, first of all, try to remain in the state of ablution in wuzu for as long as you can. And afterwards, I've given the whole wazifa, which was 60 times, the whole sharif one time, alhamdul sharif one time, ayatul kursi, and three times, three kul sharif. And afterwards, I told him to blow on water and drink it three times a day. Inshallah, azawajal, all your problems will be vanished.
Inshallah. Subhanallah. Now time for our segment. Today's spiritual cure. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad
sallallahu ala al-habib.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani channel, most of the calls, most of the questions we receive are about anxiety, stress and tension. Today we have brought a very beautiful spiritual cure for you, the spiritual cure of the day, and inshallah zawajal, this is going to be beneficial for all of the viewers of Madani channel. It is called safety from stress. Whoever recites Allahu Samad, Allahu Samad, Allahu Samad 100 times after every salah will remain safe from the sorrows, griefs, difficulties and stress, inshallah azza wa jal. It is necessary to bear in mind that if Allah Almighty wills, only then it can benefit. Inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. Beautiful spiritual cure that our brothers have prepared for today's spiritual cure. MashaAllah, we do hear this word a lot, anxiety and stress, stress. Maybe, you know, we can even say, okay, which home is free where somebody is not complaining about either anxiety or stress or depression. So definitely a spiritual cure worth taking note and keeping, maybe saved in your phone or something, definitely will come in benefit, whether it is for any friend, relative, or somebody that you know. Maybe even a work colleague, etc. So definitely something worth keeping safe. We have just received a couple of more messages. One of them is in regards to some kind of family difficulty. So they've requested for an istikhara. Inshallah, Azawajal will perform this istikhara. May Allah Azawajal remove this family difficulty that you're facing. May Allah Azawajal remove this obstacle, this hurdle that you might be facing. May Allah Azawajal move it and make it easy for you, and inshallah we'll perform the istikhara and we'll try to give you some spiritual cure in regards to this. Somebody sent in a message in regards to their son. Basically they're saying that he's not well, he talks to himself in his room, he is on medication, they want some kind of spiritual cure to read on him. They're saying Islamically, what can we read on him on his behalf, because he's forgotten his past, he won't be able to read anything. I also want to include in the program, a brother sent in his message, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And it's actually a request for a dua. And if it is the same person, I know somebody came to the stall yesterday and he collected some plates. There's an amal that we have in the Ruhani Ilaj stall, which is for major illnesses like cancer and other big illnesses, etc. And the brother, I remember he did mention that he's going for his treatment. So he's going for his chemotherapy and he has colon cancer. And he did mention that it has spread. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove this illness from him, no matter which part it is in his body. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant him cure. You are the one who bestows cure, whether it's through the air that this brother is breathing, whether it's through the medication that he's taking, or the chemo, that the treatment that is being applied upon him, or whether it's through the water that he drinks. Oh Allah Almighty, you can cure every illness. Do cure, do bless this brother with cure. I think he has family, children, etc. So do have your special mercy upon this brother who's sent his request for dua. And another message that I want to include, please keep the below details anonymous. Jazakallah. And then he's mentioned his name and also his mother's name. So I'm guessing the brother has requested istikhara as well. And I think this is with the previous message. And just one more. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. They mention my son's name is Ifran. Please do istikhara for him. He stays in his room. He doesn't socialize. Doesn't go to the masjid, etc. He always seems depressed. Can you do istikhara for him? And some ruhani ilaj. Okay. There is that one in regards to that illness. Somebody's child has got that illness. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do you have any wazifa for the protection of my children's eyesight, please? Jazakallah. Inshallah, we will give you some spiritual cure in regards to eyesight protection. Inshallah, we will give you a spiritual cure in regards to protection of eyesight for your children, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear sir, every now and then I suffer from the tension for no reason. Have you got any spiritual cure to remove the tension? Inshallah, we will give you something in regards to this. May Allah remove the tension that you seem to be facing and grant you peace and harmony in your life, inshallah.
صلوا على الحبيب
صلى الله عليه وسلم
First of all, the question was about the protection of children's eyesight. We have a very beautiful wazifa for that. All you have to do is to recite Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru after 5 daily salah. So once you have completed your salah, after that, put your hand onto your forehead, hold your breath and start reciting Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru 11 times. And afterwards, blow on your 10 fingers and then put them on your eyes. Inshallah, Zawajal, this way your eyesight will be perfect. Inshallah, Zawajal, it will become strong. And the same way, I mean, teach it to your children as well. They should follow this litany. And inshallah, Zawajal, with the help of this, their eyesight will become strong, inshallah azza wa jal. And the second was, as I said before, every second question is about the protection from anxiety, stress and tension. Okay, again, Allahu Samad 100 times after every salah, one will be protected from sadness, difficulties, worries and anxiety, inshallah azza wa jal. This will only benefit you if Allah wills. You must keep that in mind. May Allah Azza wa Jal make things easy for you. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
There was a call as well from Sheikhupura, I guess.
The evil eye.
First of all, we make dua that your nephew of 6 months old, yeah. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect him from all kind of evil eyes. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Anyone in the house who can recite with good pronunciation this ayat-e mubarakah should recite this. It can be found in Para 29, Surah Al-Qalam, and the ayat number is 51. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِنْ يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ. So recite this ayat mubarakah, blow on him, and inshallah azzawajal. You can do it 3-4 times a day, and inshallah azzawajal, it's really gonna help you out, inshallah azzawajal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
In regards to the message that we received, where the son is suffering from this type of illness, it's where they don't remember things and they seem to be speaking to themselves and etc. So I've looked a little bit in regards to this. It's called psychosis. This particular spiritual cure is for yourself. Alhamdulillah, the spiritual cure was given by Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat al-Islami, in one of the Madani Muzakaras, which is performed every, which is live every Saturday. So I do recommend those viewers who don't already watch the live Madani Muzakara of Amir al-Sunnat to do try to take time out. And Alhamdulillah, as well as other pearls of wisdom, Alhamdulillah, from time to time we do gain some spiritual cures and also some other home remedies in regards to our daily life issues, problems, illnesses, etc. So anyway, this psychosis, in regards to the psychosis illness, this particular spiritual cure, it's for any incurable illness. Any incurable illness. So in regards to this, it does mention that recite Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu. So you need to recite Ya Latifu 1100 times. 1100 times Ya Latifu with Durood-e-Ibrahimi, Durood-e-Ibrahim 11 times before and after. So before you start reading the spiritual cure, Ya Latifu, 1100 times, you need to recite Durood-e-Ibrahim 11 times first, then recite Ya Latifu 1100 times, and then also finish with Durood-e-Ibrahim 11 times. And then it mentions, once you've completed all this litany, then one should blow upon water. So you blow upon water and make the person who is unwell drink this. And it mentions that no matter the illness, the unwell individual will be cured, inshallah. And it mentions in regards to the time span, daily until the patient is cured. So this is something you need to do on a daily basis. It's not that you'll do it once and then keep the water. You'll do this on a daily basis. So basically what you do today, that can be drunk throughout this day and then complete, you know, finish the water off. So during the day, if it's like falling short, you can add more water. So it continues for that particular day. For example, it's Monday today and you do it today. So that water that you have spiritualized once, you'll continue that right until Monday night. So make sure that is all drunk before the end of the night. And then the following day, you will also repeat the same process and perform dam upon some more water for that day and so forth. And you'll continue this daily until cure is attained, inshallah. May Allah grant your son good health and remove this illness and bring this time or means of test to an end soon, inshallah. There was the istikhara request, which was on the name Maskeen was mentioned. So the istikhara has been performed. In the istikhara, the reply has come as of Azmaish. Has come of as Azmaish. So it's just a test from the Almighty. So nobody's done anything, so not to worry. And there's no evil eye. So this particular spiritual cure that I've taken out for you, it's regarding reducing difficulty. So you mentioned that the family is facing some type of difficulty. So this particular spiritual cure that I've taken out is in regards to reducing difficulty. And what does it mention? It says, recite, Ya Halimu, Ya Halimu, Ya Halimu, 1100 times. And it mentions to recite the Durood Sharif 11 times before and after reciting this litany. Perform them upon water and then drink. Because you mentioned that the family is facing this difficulty, then maybe all of you should drink some of this water, inshallah. If you can take another couple of calls, please.
Gee, my name is Shabir Atari, calling from Preston in Lancashire. Yeah, Saidi, just wanted to ask, is there a cure or a spiritual remedy for appendix, please? Any spiritual cure for appendix? Jazakallah khair.
My name is Ijaz Akhtar Atari. I have been watching your program, and I am very glad to say that you guys are doing good job. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. I appreciate that. I would like to know if you have any spiritual cure that I can keep on reading to improve my eyesight. Please, Jazakallahu khaira.
In regards to improving of eyesight, MashaAllah, they've given us some good feedback, mentioning that we're doing a good job. Jazakallah for the motivational message. May Allah reward you. InshaAllah, the brothers will give you something in regards to this, inshallah. The other two messages which I mentioned were eyesight and tension. Were those spiritual cures given?
Yeah, they were.
Okay. Yeah. I was busy trying to do also. Okay, that's fine. Okay, you can carry on.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shabir bhai, the spiritual cure you have asked for, the appendix, what you need to do is to recite Ayatul Kursi 11 times. Recite Ayatul Kursi 11 times and then Ya Azimu, Ya Azimu, Ya Azimu, 7 times, which is one of the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. So 7 times with Durood-e-Pak, 3 times in the beginning and 3 times at the end. And blow onto a pinch of salt. A pinch of salt, blow onto it, mix the salt with the water and drink it. Perform this act 3 times a day. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the appendix will end. Inshallah. The second caller was Ijaz Bhai. He didn't mention where he called from. But Ijaz Bhai, again, Jazakallahu Khairah for the motivation. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward you for that. We have already mentioned this wazifa, but I'll just repeat it again for you. After every prayer, once you have finished your sunnan and nawafil, then what you do, recite Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru 11 times. Before reciting this, put your hand on your forehead, hold your breath, recite Ya Nuru 11 times, blow on your 10 fingers and place them on your eyes. Make it a habit, and inshallah azza wa jal, it will make your eyesight strong, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sometimes my navel gets displaced, and I have been suffering from this problem for many years. Please give me something to recite so that I may get relief from the illness of navel displacement and this problem may be resolved. Thank you. I think they mean the naaf utar jana. May Allah grant you cure from this illness. You did mention that you have been suffering from this for a while. May Allah remove this problem, inshallah. So we have got a spiritual cure in regards to that. I think the brothers will have something for you. What I will advise is there is actually a taweez, an amulet in regards to this, which is specifically for displacement of the navel. So there is a particular spiritual, an amulet which is specifically for this problem. So you haven't mentioned in the message where you are in the UK, because we could have pointed you to the direction of the nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. But alhamdulillah, we have many Ruhani Ilaj stalls throughout the UK covering, I'd say, major cities of the UK we are covering, alhamdulillah. So do find out where your nearest stall is and do visit the stall and gain this amulet, inshallah, gain this taweez in regards to this navel displacement, inshallah, if Allah wills, inshallah, this issue will be resolved. And the brothers will give you a spiritual cure now in the program as well, inshallah.
Write down on a piece of paper, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim. The words that can be found in Para 23, Surah Yasin, and the verse number 58. Write it down on a piece of paper and make an amulet of it. Make sure the circles of Meem, Qaf, Waw are wide open. They are not attached to each other. And you don't need to put Zayl Zabar on it. So write it down and make an amulet and put it around your waist and make sure it remains on the top of your navel. It doesn't go down. Inshallah, Zawajal, you will be cured very soon. Inshallah, Zawajal.
In regards to the istikhara request, which was, the name was Ifran, the istikhara has been performed. The indication of the istikhara is of azmaish. So there's no evil eye, nobody's done anything upon your son. I know you did mention that he stopped socializing and he, you know, stays in his room, etc. So I'm thinking whether you are going to be able to perform this particular spiritual cure, because if he's in his room and whether he's willing to read or not, there is a spiritual cure which I could offer and then he would read. But if that's not possible, maybe if you can send in a message in regards to this, or I can give just a general one. There's a particular one for solving every type of issue, and it mentions after Asr Salah, if you recite until sunset, and it doesn't matter whether you're doing the household chores, you can still continue and recite. You don't need to sit down and recite this. You could be doing this whilst you're walking, sitting, doing the household work, etc. And the spiritual cure, you need to start reciting after Salatul Asr until sunset. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyumu. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyumu. That's Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyumu. So you need to recite this continuously from time to time. Stop and recite Durood Sharif once or twice here and there. But keep continuously reciting this until sunset, inshallah, azza wa jal. And then make dua, inshallah, if Allah wills, inshallah, this matter will be.
I said, what about suggesting them to the nearest Ruhani Ilaj store so that they can get an amulet?
Gee.
That would help a lot.
That could be possible as well, inshallah. You could visit the nearest stall. Obviously, in the message, you've not mentioned where you are in the UK, but I'm sure you will know some local Dawud Islami brothers or sisters. And then if you communicate with them and find out where the nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall, the spiritual cure stall is, and then gain taweez from there, inshallah. It does bring us to the end of the program. Let's quickly include a quick dua for those people who have sent in their messages, their istikhara requests, and also those who are watching and didn't build the courage this time to send in any messages. Maybe better luck next time. But we make dua for everybody, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. O Allah Almighty, forgive our sins. Grant us the ability to do good deeds. Grant us the love for you and your final prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us and our parents. Grant us the ability to do good deeds. O Allah Almighty, remove our illnesses, remove our problems. O Allah Almighty, remove the hurdles that we may be facing. Grant us patience, grant us patience. Make us steadfast upon patience and then reward us for this patience. O Allah Almighty, bring our tests to an end soon. Remove all our illnesses. Those who have requested for du'as, O Allah Almighty, you are the giver of illnesses and you are the remover of illnesses. O Allah Almighty, remove all our illnesses. Those who are ill at home, those who are ill in hospital, those who are away in some other country, away from home and they have gone ill. O Allah Almighty, grant all the ill cure. O Allah Azizal, grant us cure from the illness of sins.
Amen.
Accept all our du'as. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When is our last moment? Grant us the ability to recite the kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That does bring us to the end of the program. Don't forget to join us only on the Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you.